Reading from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 24, the Lord displays his universal form to Advaita. Text 1. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya 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 Gaura Simha Mahadir. Jaya Jaya Shrishta Pala Jaya Drushtavir. To teach tolerance to all restless living entities. Let me see, wait. No, all glories to the most sober lion-like Gaura. All glories to the Lord who maintains the devotees and annihilates the miscreants. Om Gyana Timurandasya. Gananjana Shalakaya Taksur Unmulatam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Well, greetings from New Jersey. I see most of you were on the virtual Vyasa Puja yesterday. And yeah, I was actually thinking this morning, yeah, I probably should have canceled the class because, you know, people are tired and they took so much time yesterday, a couple of hours to be online. And we did have such a nice time and they're sufficiently nourished. But now when I look, it's like everyone that usually comes to the class is there. So that's actually a good sign. I was surprised because at 8 o'clock I punched in and usually it takes a few minutes and there were 19 people and now there's 26. So it's a good sign. Prabhupada said, what is the result of bhakti? And Prabhupada said, more bhakti. And there's that verse I like to quote from the Bhagavatam. The sages of Naimisharanya are doing a sacrifice for 1,000. They're doing a sacrifice for 1,000 years. One second. Get some more light here. So then after that 1,000 years, then Sutta Goswami sitting up and you know, he's going to speak the Bhagavatam. And the question may be, oh my God, we're all tired. We're all tired. And their answer was, Vayam Natu Vitriptyatma. We never become tired, satiated. Uttama Shloka Vartate, by glorifying the Supreme Lord. Yet Shrinvatam Rasa Gyanam, when we hear that teachings of love and devotion. Swadu, swadu, pade, pade. Swadu means like sweet rice. We can enjoy that. Someone's got their phone on. They got to mute it. Okay. I waited a few minutes before I called the person out because I didn't want to embarrass them. Okay. So it's so nice that everyone is so eager to hear. I was really surprised. I thought, no, they all have an excuse. You know, they got their weekly dose of nourishment and they probably have a lot of things to do around the house. But, wow, now 29 people, so more and more. That's great. As for me, I didn't have a minute to prepare the class. And, you know, I wake up and the first thing I do is I have a sadhana for 3 hours. That's go. And I never wake up late, never use an alarm clock, but I did wake up later than I usually wake up. An hour and a half later. But I still, so I'm kind of behind and I didn't really prepare the class. And I thought, anyway, there's not going to be any people on it anyway. But let's have some fun. So it's opening up a new chapter, and there's always prayers. Prayer is an expression of humility because you're raising something above yourself. There's no question of prayer unless you see something exalted. And that's one of the qualities of humility, that you're happy about that, as opposed to envy, where you're not happy about that. Humility exalts others. Envy denigrates others. So prayer is important. And also in bhakti, tesham satati yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tvam yenamam upayanti te. One who worships me with faith and devotion, I give them the knowledge by which they come back to me. So bhakti is, we use our intelligence in the service of Krishna, and the result is our understanding is beyond our intelligence. And to actually understand Krishna deeply, we have to go beyond our intelligence. Because Krishna and the nature of God is way beyond the intelligence. Intelligence usually works understanding logically how things work by cause and effect in this world. There's laws that govern this world. So if you know the laws, then you can understand things. If I have something here and I open my hand, it falls down. I understand. Yes, of course it falls down. There is a law that when you open, but God is the creator of laws, and therefore aspects of his nature, we don't know because we haven't reached that level of realization. And there's aspects of that nature that we'll never know because his glories are always expanding. So if you want to explain something about God, you better put yourself in the right consciousness to get the mercy to do so. And that right consciousness is prayer. And prayer is not just a mechanical thing. It's done from the heart. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, he's there and he is praying. Jaya Jagannath Putra Si Sachinandana. Jaya, 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 punya, shravana, kirtana. All glories to the son of Jagannath Misra and Sachi. All glories to the virtuous devotional processes of hearing and chanting. The virtuous Which means it makes you pure. It makes you more loving. It makes you more selfish, more selfless, selfless, not selfish. It makes you more selfless. Shrindata sva kata krishna punya shravana kirtana hidyanta soya bhajani vidanoti surit satam. Because God is surit, close in heart, satam, the devotees. And therefore, when they are chanting and hearing his glories, it touches his heart and he blesses us with understanding. Jaya Jaya Sri Jagannandera Jivana Jaya Haridas Kashivara Pranadan. All glories to the life and soul of Sri Jagannanda. All glories to the life and wealth of Haridas and Kashivara. Jaya Jaya Kripa Sindhu Dina Bandhu Sarvatat Ye Bali Tamara Prabhu Tarahoi Nat. All glories to the ocean of mercy, the friend of the poor, and the affectionate father of you all. You become the lord of one who says, I am yours. That's so wonderful. You have become the lord of one who says, I am yours. Such a deep internal thing in the heart. I was talking about that yesterday. Coming, that's where we can actually give ourselves to God fully and trust ourselves to put ourselves in his hands. And I think that's such an important part of devotional service, where you do what's right, because you feel if I do what's right, I cannot lose, because I'm doing what God wants, so he will protect me. And it's always a challenge, because in this exploitive world, the tendency for expedience, not to do what's right, but to do what has the immediate benefit beyond any parameters of rules and conscience. So that kind of faith, from this day, I am yours. Right there is the whole crux of bhakti. And it's such a challenge. Hena mata navadvipa vishrambara roy, vibhida kirtana prabhu kariye sada. In this way, Lord Vishrambar constantly engaged in various kirtan pastimes in Navadvipa. So this was, in this way, previous chapter, he performed pastimes, but of kirtan. And that's his main lila. That's his main lila, is kirtan. That's the main activity in the spiritual world. Kirtan is the sadhana. It's the practice to get you perfection, and it's what you do after perfection. The only difference is the consciousness in which it is done. One, you do kirtan to get love, and one, out of love, you do kirtan. So his pastimes were so imbued by love, he was glorifying God constantly with kirtan. Hena se haila prabhu hari sankane tane krishna nam shruta matra pariye se stani. He became so overwhelmed in hari sankirtan that as soon as he heard the name of Krishna, he fell to the ground. Because there's so much devotion, the heart is very soft. When the heart is soft, it becomes emotional to things that are in relationship to one's attachments. If you lose something you're attached to, you cry. If you gain it, you cry. So he's so attached to Krishna. And Krishna, Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Krishna appears in the form of his name, and he's realized that. So he became more and more absorbed, more and more devotional. And then it's so sensitive. It's just like when we see people cry, maybe on the disappearance day of Prabhupada. I know some people that can't speak because the emotion is so much. And emotion takes different forms. And one is separation, one is sadness, one is joy. This mood of separation, and Lord Chaitanya is chanting in the mood of separation. And it's so intense because it's something he's attached to so much, and therefore something that he's missing so much. And therefore, what is the calling of that kind of heart? And what is the emotion one feels when it is the supreme emotion? And he has the emotion of Sri Radha, because that's the feelings he came to get. Krishna is in the form of Chaitanya to get the feelings of Sri Radha. He fell to the ground. Incessant tears would flow from his lotus eyes, whether he was in the street, in a courtyard, in the water, or in the forest. So there's something called sattvika bhav. It's one of the components of rasa. There's five emotions that are composing rasa. Rasa means when devotion has reached its height. When devotion has reached its height. And there are five emotions. And one is sattvika bhav. Involuntary bodily reactions to emotional impetuses. And it's described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that when the mind is moved by a powerful emotional experience for someone who's actually at that level of open-hearted emotion attachment to Krishna, that the mind is so agitated, but not like angry agitated, but just that it dislodges the life air in a particular way, according to the emotion. And then that life air disturbs this, the core component material elements that make the body. So when it disturbs the earth element, one becomes stunned. The air element, one shakes, his hair stand on end. The water element, one cries. And the Ganga of tears come from one's eyes. Now, Lord Chaitanya has experienced the highest emotion, because you can experience this eight sattvika bhavs, involuntary crying, involuntary hair standing on end, involuntary shaking, trembling. So there's eight of them. And they're measured by their intensity. Let's say it's shaking by the intensity. The pervasiveness, everything is shaking, and the duration of it. So it's considered that only Srimati Radharani and Lord Chaitanya, and maybe the most intimate associates, can experience all the symptoms to the most pervasive amount, to the greatest intensity and the longest duration, to such an extent they can't be contained in a material body. So Lord Chaitanya was in this state of love. Vishrambar's intimate associates would always protect him when he became filled with the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. So in this bhakti ras, that's the word that's used for Krishna consciousness here. When he became filled, moya, they would protect him because you're no longer at all on the platform of buddhi or discrimination. You're on the platform of Bob from the mind, from the heart. The consciousness has become one with Krishna's internal potency, and one is just... So they would protect him because sometimes Lord Chaitanya in his ecstasy, he would jump so high in the air, and then he'd forget he was in the air. And when you're jumping in the air, you got to, you know, use your intelligence. Now I'm going to brace myself, and I don't want to fall on my back. I want to fall on my feet. But he would practically faint once he got to the, once he got on in the air, he would practically faint. So when he was in Kirtan, sometimes six devotees would have to follow him around with like a tarp or a cloth to catch him, like firemen when someone used to jump from a building. They would hold something so when they jumped down, it would break their fall. So they were very protective of him in this way. If at any reason anyone spoke the name Hari, the Lord would forget himself and fall to the ground. So just have the image of what they're speaking about. And if he has the emotion of Radha, how can he have any concept of the body, of his anything? Because after a while, you become so absorbed, you forget yourself. In fact, in Ramananda Siksha, when Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy, what is the topmost verse in the scripture? And he keeps on answering. He gives all kinds of nice verses. But he keeps on going, going, and higher, and higher, and higher, and higher, and higher, and higher. And it gets to one point where it describes that in the highest conception of devotion, the love of Radha and Krishna is so intense, and their embrace is so intense, that Radha is so absorbed in Krishna, she has no conception she's Radha. And Krishna is so absorbed in Radha, he has no conception that he's Krishna. So, he forgets himself and it's dangerous. He would shiver and cry and the hairs of his body would stand on end as he rolled on the street in great ecstasy. The people of Nadi would thus see manifestations of ecstasy that personalities like Lord Brahma aspired to see. So Lord Brahma is the creator of this universe. So when they say he aspires to see, you understand it's not an ordinary thing. And somehow this state of ecstasy was being exhibited in Navadvipa. When the Lord's servants saw that he eventually lost consciousness, they took him to his own residence. So he would faint, collapse. And this is history. And they would take him to his own residence. As they then performed kirtan behind closed door, the happiness that kirtan filled the entire universe. So this Vrindavan Das Thakur is letting us into so many confidential things that have been passed down to him, that Lord Chaitanya's kirtans, and then he's fainting, and then they take him to his house. What were those kirtans like? We can't even imagine what those kirtans were like. We can't imagine. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's impossible to describe all the sentiments that the Lord manifests, and it's difficult to understand which mellows overwhelm the Lord. So no one can understand what actually happened, what inspired him so much, and what is he experiencing and what is he remembering? One moment he said, I am that Madan Gopal. Another moment he said, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. So he's both. He's God as his topmost devotee, like Govardhan Hill. It's Krishna as his topmost devotee. So now he's losing himself and he's swimming in his identity. But what is his identity? It's God, and God is a devotee. And he sometimes forgets that he's a devotee and he manifests as God. And sometimes he forgets as God, he manifests as a devotee. So one moment he's saying, I am Madan Gopal, I am Krishna. Another moment, Shane Bale Muse say, Madana Gopal. Shane Bale Mushe Krishna Dasabra Kila. Some days he would simply chant Gopi Gopi. When he would hear the name of Krishna, he would burn with great indignation. So Gopi Gopi Gopi. So he's in the mood of Krishna. First, he conquers a lady. What is this? Wait. From where has your Krishna come? He is a great rogue. Who will worship such a duplicitous, cunning, cheating person? So now he's completely in this kirtan, and he faints in the kirtan. He's overwhelmed, and they bring him. They do more kirtan in his house, and then he's in these different moods. And now he's in the mood of Radha, who's angry with Krishna. That's one of her, it's not anger exactly, it's called man. It's one of the eight stages of prema itself, a very high stage of prema. What to speak, love of Godhead. It's a high stage of love of Godhead. We had a love for Krishna. There's some jealousy, there's some anger. So, this is his mood. First he conquers a lady, then he cuts off her ears and nose. He took the life of Vali like a hunter. So now she's so angry and she's saying, he conquers the lady and then he leaves her. Of course, on the transcendental platform, it's beyond duality. There's only one thing that's going on, and that's the highest experience of rasa or love. But it sometimes manifests in separation, which is like poison, and sometimes in union, like in nectar. So externally, it's poison, it's devastating. Or externally, it's very pleasing, but they're all the same because it's non-duality. It's rasa vaisaha, it's the highest pleasure, it's love, which just manifests in different ways. As Sri Gaur Govinda Maharaj explained in his book, The Embankment of Separation, that the river that flows the strongest is the river that has two complementary banks. So prema is like a river, and the prema that flows strongly is the prema that has two complementary banks as union and separation. So sometimes he's feeling this union, but to keep the bank of separation strong, then there's some stories and songs about separation. And that bankman, the prema is flowing, but then that's getting so strong. And then there's poems and songs of union. What use do I have for topics about that thief? He would chase away anyone who uttered the name Krishna. And she's angry with Krishna. But it's not material. It's not born of false ego. It's born of the soul. It's born out of pure love. Sometimes he would chant, Gokula, Gokula. And sometimes he would chant, Vrindavan, Vrindavan. Some days he would happily chant, Mathura, Mathura. On some days he would make drawings on the ground with his nails. That's kind of like a kind of some shyness or disappointment where if you're sad, maybe the gopis were just scratching in the sand, not, you know, just not knowing what to do and that feeling. Sometimes he would draw a threefold bending form on the ground, and then he would soak the earth with tears while looking at that form. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would just draw a threefold bending form and then would begin crying in separation. Sometimes he would say, oh, brothers, I see a great forest filled with tigers, lions, and bears. In this way, the Lord became so overwhelmed in devotional service that he considered the day as night and the night as day, because it was beyond duality. The only thing was Bhav. He wasn't coming down to a platform of discrimination. This is when he's on this platform of ecstasy. And therefore, there's not this distinction we have in day and night, that night is when you sleep, and, you know, and day is when you do your activities, and okay, now it's night, now it's time to sleep, and the night is more in the mode of ignorance, so we sleep, and now it's midday, and midday is more in the passion, and then we wake up in the morning, it's Mangal Artik, and before Mangal Artik, it's good to chant. No, he's always on this platform. It doesn't matter what time of the day. And then, so he just was on this platform. On seeing the Lord's ecstatic mood, all the devotees embraced one another and began to cry. So emotions can affect people. You know, in Indian culture, I see this in Vrindavan, when someone dies, you know, it's kind of an interesting, it's kind of an interesting system in India when people die. Well, in Vrindavan, they will bring the body to the Yangudri part of the Jamuna. And they'll burn the body there. And there's like a person that brings the wood. And I've seen this. But even when the person's near death, until the person dies, they will not make the stretcher. Because what will happen is they'll make a bamboo stretcher to put the body on and then rope it around and then decorate it and etc. But they won't do that before. They'll wait till the person leaves. And then in the passing of a great person, you take the bodies to the major temples. I was there when Prabhupada left his body, and I was on that procession, and we took it to the seven major temples, and the shopkeepers were coming out. And then you take it to the, but you see, if you pass through the town, they'll take the body outside and maybe in front of that. And then you'll see people gathering around wailing, wailing. They're all crying. But it's some people don't even have relationship. It's just the contagiousness of emotion. It's a contagiousness of emotion. It has that effect. Lord Vishwambar avoided his own home and always stayed in the house of the Vaishnavas. So home.
And I could totally, like, whatever you need help with, I can totally help you move those or.
What was that? Okay, everyone, mute their phone. Okay. Whew. We have good reception. I mean, this Zoom is really powerful. Home, there's a Franciscan priest that I used to study. He's famous for basically introducing the Enneagram, that system of personality types. And they would use it in their counseling. But he's a brilliant person, Richard Rohr. And he wrote a book called Falling Upward. And he described that, you know, the first part of one's life, one builds the cup in which it can maintain spirituality. You know, someone needs to get married, and you need to have a job, and you need to have a house. And if you don't have those things, you're not peaceful and you can't really think of God. So you spend a whole lifetime making the cup. And then at a particular time, it's the cup that you built that it becomes one of the obstacles. And at that particular time, I mean, in the Vedic society, then someone would leave home. It's just not even conceivable today. Sannyasa is only recommended for preaching in this age, but the same cup that supports the spirituality, then at a particular time, in an ideal society where people are satisfied and by their, it's the same thing that one has to renounce. So here's Lord Chaitanya on the highest platform. So the home no longer satisfies his desires because he's into this spirituality or this high bhakti. And of course, I always say dedication, not renunciation, etc. You use things in God's service. But he was actually qualified and he will soon take sannyas. So let's describe that here. Yet he would sometimes engage in external activities simply to please his mother. All the devotees were filled with happiness as they engaged with ecstasy in the congregational chantings of the holy names, Krishna's name. Nityananda enjoyed unlimited pastimes while wandering like an intoxicated lion from door to door through Nadia. So again, he's on a very high platform. Intoxication. And what does intoxication mean? It means you're not acting for pleasure. Out of pleasure, you're acting. Because you're acting for pleasure, then you still have the use of your intelligence. Well, not now, not in this place. This doesn't look good. The people don't understand it, whatever. But out of pleasure, you're acting. There's no concept of the intelligence. That's intoxication. So Lord Nityananda was intoxicated with the holy name. Gadadhar always remained in the Lord's association Well, the Vaishnavas would remain in the association of Advaita. One day, Advaita danced in the mood of a gopi as everyone performed kirtan with great attachment. While dancing in the mood of lamentation, Advaita took a straw between his teeth and repeatedly fell to the ground. This is a symbol of humility. And there's actually a historical reason. I heard this from Dr. Fakir Mona. Somehow I don't remember it. He explained how that came to be the symbol of humility. Of course, lower than the straw on the street. Advaita rolled on the ground in the mellow of ecstatic love as the devotees joyfully sang in the four directions. The Lord's devotees became exhausted when even after 6 hours, he did not stop dancing. So they all pacified Advaita and sat in a circle around him. After Advaita sat down somewhat pacified, Srivas, Ramayana, and others went to take bath. As Advaita's lamentation totally increased, he rolled alone on the ground of Srivas's courtyard. Vishwambhar, who was engaged in some activities at his home, understood the lamentation of Advaita. The ever-blissful Lord relieves the distress of his devotees. He therefore came to the place where Advaita was rolling on the ground. On seeing Advaita's lamentation, the Lord grabbed his hand, took him inside the Vishnu temple, closed the door, and sat down. The Lord smiled and said, "Listen, Advaita, what is your desire? Tell me, what can I do for you?" Advaita replied, "You are the essence of all the Vedas. I simply want you, O Lord. What else could I need?" The Lord smiled and said, "I'm right here. Tell me what else you want." Advaita said, "O Lord, whatever you said is completely true. You are the only subject matter of the Vedas and the Vedanta. Still, I wish to see some of your opulences." The Lord said, "Tell me exactly what you want." Advaita replied, "O Lord, I have a strong desire to see the form that you personally display to Arjuna." And that's the universal form. The whole material reality, God's form in terms of that. Both localized, when it means personal, in one sense, the mountains are his bones, the eye and the sun are his ears, the tree, the hairs on standing end is the trees, and also the all-pervasive concept that there's nothing outside of the consciousness of God, and seeing that everything at once. And then next time we'll explain the universal form. I'm ending off just a few minutes earlier because I do have another class even coming up. So if anyone like to share any reflections.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yeah, Gail. Hare Bo.
It's actually not a reflection, but it's a kind of a burning question based on your last sentence there about Advaita wanting to see Krishna's universal form. It was a form that was so kind of horrific for Arjuna, so much so that he wanted him to return to his two-armed form. I can't imagine why in that ecstasy he would have wanted to see that form.
That's a good question. Let me think for a second. I Anyway, I would only speculate now. So I will have to read on further. And then on Wednesday, when there's the next class, maybe the answer will be there. But I have some answers, but they would just be speculation. So I just like to think about it and then give you the best speculative answer.
Okay. Thank you much.
Okay. Anybody else have any reflections?
Hi, Abel Mirage. Thank you for class. I had two quick. I love the comment you said that it's nice that we want to belong to, I forget the first part of the sentence, belong to a God that, let me look what you said there. You said, that says, I am yours. How beautiful that, like, our God is one that says, I am yours, take me. And the other thing I really loved is the notion of prayer, like thinking that the minute that anyone prays, they're immediately acknowledging that there's something higher than themselves. And then immediately, no matter what the words come out, it's putting you in the fertile ground of humility. And I really love that point.
And I like the point that envy does the opposite.
Yes.
Not that I'm a fan of envy, but I thought it was interesting intellectually. Okay, anybody else like to share a reflection of the class? Okay, if a few people could say hello, we had a big weekend. So if we end 5 minutes earlier. And
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Malati.
Okay, Hare Bo, thank you so much.
Hare Bo.
Nice to see
you. Thank you.
You got to come to class again. Yes, anybody else?
Hare Bo Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, Hare Bo, great to hear from you guys. Wow. Okay.
Hare Maharaj.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh, Hare Bo.
Thank you for the class.
Big weekend. So many things.
Great. Very nice.
Yeah. So, okay, good. All right. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
You guys never miss anything.
Thank you, Maharaj. It was a beautiful class.
Okay. Okay, Hare Bo. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Sri Gandharika.
Oh, Hare Bo. Great to see you in Sri Palad yesterday. That was a great surprise. Thank you.
Good. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh.
Bhakti Devi.
Okay.
Thank you for that beautiful description of Rasa. It's just something that I would just love a taste of.
We're all hankering for a drop. The drop can come.
And you know, I'd love to learn more about the 8 stages of prema.
You know, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and my commentary on Waves of Devotion, if you read the whole thing, all of it is there.
Okay.
Okay, Hare Bo.
Hare Bo. Good.
Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Kota Gopinath here.
Thank you, Shri Radha.
Wow. I was going to mention to you, somehow I left that picture by Priya in the house. So,
oh, Kadamba has it.
Oh, she does have it. Okay.
Yes,
that was beautiful. Wow.
She worked really hard on that for a few months.
It was beautiful. My God.
Thank you.
We'll frame it. Okay. Yeah. Anybody else?
Hi, Krishna. Krishna. Hi, Bo.
Krishna Maharaj, Advaita.
And Aki.
Okay. Good to see you, Krishna Premi. Hare Bo.
Yes, I want to say yesterday the Vyasa Puja was so joyful and it's very beautiful in the garden with all the sunshine.
Oh.
And the trees and the flowers.
Okay. We usually have it inside. They have a big, beautiful temple room. Inside.
Yes.
Outside it was very nicely done. And what was you able to hear okay?
Yes, everything was okay.
Still in Mayapur?
Very, very clear. Yes, still in Mayapur.
Okay. Okay, Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna.
Advaita.
Hare Bo Maharaj.
Wow, the The technical part was great. The virtual was amazing. People were able to hear. That was great. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Oh. Okay, go on. Okay, 1 second. Hemalata Radha, Haribo.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It was so nice yesterday. It was such a beautiful class today. Thanks for reminding me all the time about humility and how it comes from the heart. I need to remember that at all times. And Maharaj, also I wanted to thank all the devotees that made the Vyasa Puja possible. Yesterday was so beautiful and it's so well done. We heard everything so nicely and even the view, everything was so, so beautiful. So I wanted to thank everyone.
Oh, okay. I'm sitting where I didn't know how well the virtual came, but Advaita Acharya and Ruti worked on that, testing it and making sure there was a router outside. Because there had to be a router to get the, so you know how it is. You have to think beforehand. Yes. Okay, yes. Thank you.
Well done, very well done. Thank you, Maharaj. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Great. Okay. Narmasaki, Haribo.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Haribo, okay.
Haribo, thank you for the class. And yesterday was beautiful. I was also wanted to thank everybody to make it happen. I never could have imagined that participate in your Vyasa Puja. That was a miracle. Thank you to technology. Thank you so much.
That was great. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
That was great. Anybody else like to say hello quickly?
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Sudama.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for class. Thank
great
you.
Great to see you in class. Wow.
Thank you, Mark.
Okay. I'm praying one day I can come to your place. Okay. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna. Krishna.
Okay. All right, Bo.
All right, Bo.
No rest for the wicked, they say.
Yeah. And I'm really so happy that people who could never imagine to be at your Vyasa Puja was there. You know,
the virtual.
Sometimes I feel guilty. We feel very spoiled, you know, and it's just really great they were able to see it.
Isn't it? Because, yeah, it went to another dimension because of the virtual, you know. We just have to make sure that everyone that comes to the Vyasa Puja brings their phone so that they can see the virtual. Donna Kaylee, hi, Bo.
Hi, Krishna Maharaj. Thank you for class. I'm at your place right now in Stuyvesant.
Oh, you want to show people my place? Why don't you show people my place? They'll enjoy seeing it.
Okay. This is the altar right there. This is the kitchen, living room, and this is the bedroom and office area here. I think that's about it. Anything else?
No, that's about it. Oh, show them the picture of the cows, the impressionistic painting of the cows. Near the kitchen, there's a painting. The reception is not good, but that's a original impression. I didn't do it, but it's an original impressionist painting. Yeah, okay. This is my place upstate where I lived for about 15 years, 20 years maybe. Okay. And okay, Don Kaylee. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You got my messages? I'll be up there tomorrow, right?
Yes. Yep. I brought your boga and your clothes and that's it.
Okay. Okay. And you'll send me a message how many sets of clothes I have total there.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yep. Hi, Bo.
Hi, Bo.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun. That's my place upstate New York. Yeah. And above it is a big yoga studio. And it's actually in a agriculturally zoned area. So outside of my window also is a lot of land and things like that. And across the street from me lives Ravindra Satrup Maharaj. Oh, he's going upstairs. This is a yoga studio upstairs. And show them that, okay. Yeah, this is the person who gave to me, this is the wife's yoga studio. And show them this tree. This tree is so special because this is the only tamal tree in North America. It was taken from a seed of the tree in the Krishna Balaram Mandir. And somehow the late saint, Mother Kalini, who used to live next to me also, someone gave her that tree. So we used to have a lot of programs there. Giriraj Swami spoke, Satrup Maharaj spoke, Radhanath Swami, Sachinandana Swami. So that's used as a yoga studio. Okay, thanks a lot. That's interesting.
Okay.
Anybody else want to say hello before we go?
Hare Krishna Gurudev, Svraja Devi.
Svraja Devi, nice to... Were you able to get on for the audio?
It was amazing. I'm speechless. It was so heart-touching. It was really beyond words. Thank you all so much.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Then we'll head out for today. Anybody around this in another 2 hours, I guess I can prepare something for that class. This class, it was easier to fake it. That one's a little more difficult. Okay, Haribol.
Haribol.